direct from Washington, VOA.
Halo, apa kabar? Kali ini bersama Dania Iman dari VOA di Washington, D.C. Udah sempat nonton Minions?
Lebih tuh? Banana? Stuart? Macarino? Banana!
Setelah sukses lewat film Despicable Me dan Despicable Me 2, sutradara berdarah Indonesia Pierre Coffin kembali ikut menggarap film Minions, di mana ia juga menjadi pengisi suara dari para makhluk kuning tersebut. Simak ceritanya kepada VOA berikut ini.
We said yes just because we love the characters and we thought it would be not easy but very fun to do. And what actually happened during the making of the film is that we sort of realized that it wasn't as easy as planned just because of the minion language.
Kalau di film-film sebelumnya, para Minions bukan menjadi tokoh utama, untuk film Minions, Pierre mendapat sebuah tantangan yang baru dalam menciptakan dialog untuk para Minions yang sebenarnya tidak ada artinya.
Eventually, I started like doing the voices, but it was mainly nonsensical words, non-existing ones. But for the second movie, since there were like more and more scenes and more minions, I had to flourish a little bit more of the language, and that's when I had the idea to actually like put in Spanish words, Japanese words, so some Indonesian words are hidden in there also. And that was the second movie, so it was this mashup of all the different languages. And for this movie in particular, I had a good reason to actually fish for like a more international languages or words here and there, just because in the concept of the movie, we sort of state that the minions have been on Earth forever, serving the greatest masters around and all over the globe, which gave me a good excuse to actually put in like all the other languages from, you know, every country in there.
Beberapa kata dan kalimat dari berbagai bahasa pun digunakan dalam dialog para minions. Salah satunya adalah bahasa Indonesia.
One of the minions is saying terima kasih, just to say thank you to the queen for giving them their present. There are a couple of other words in there, but they're so hidden that I'm not sure like anyone would be able to pick them up. But I am saying at some point like selamat pagi somewhere and a nasi goreng also somewhere.
Okay, and that's your favorite food?
Yeah.
Terkenal lucu dan sangat populer, ternyata banyak orang yang menganggap bahwa film ini mengandung ajaran sesat. Sutradara yang adalah anak dari penulis N. Hadini ini mengatakan, ia dan timnya sama sekali tidak pernah bermaksud menyampaikan pesan yang negatif kepada para penonton melalui film ini.
Oh my God, yeah. Who would think that? We just imagine these old creatures as being, nice and funny and irrelevant and full of human qualities, actually. We didn't have any hidden meanings or ideas. Important idea for them to carry for humankind. But it's so weird. Yeah, I read a lot of stuff about that and I was like, kids' movie, it's not something that we're using to convey some weird ideas.
Yang terakhir, sehubungan dengan bulan Ramadan, Pierre berpesan,
I wish you a very happy Ramadan.
Dania Iman melaporkan dari VOA di Washington, D.C.
VOA.